I can never read that gospel with a little bit of humor going on inside of me when it says, yeah, some of you are going to get killed, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. I always like that one. Last two Sundays now, I have talked a little bit about the end. And the church has been preparing us to look at two things: the end of time, but also the end of our lives. And so while we've been doing this, and as we will do this next Sunday yet, the world around us is beginning to move towards Christmas. You know, the buying and the selling, the getting of gifts, the decorating. All of that is going on around us. But we here in the church are kind of quietly going to slip into the Advent season, that time of preparing for the day when Christ will come in glory at the end of time. As we wait for that time when Christ will come again in glory, the church has something that it wants to say to us. And we saw that in the readings today. The one thing was, be calm. Yes, horrible things are going to happen. Talks about wars and insurrections and talks about earthquakes and all sorts of things. But in the midst of all that, the scriptures say to us, be calm, persevere in faith. Trust that even in the bad things that happen, God is working for the good of those who love him. That seems to me to be the message of the readings today. We wait for the day that Christ will come again. In the meantime, be strong in faith. Do not panic. Know that our God deeply loves us and is preparing something for us far beyond what we can ask or imagine. In the second reading, there's another message. Notice how Paul in that reading talks about how he worked hard with his hands. And he says he worked hard with his hands so as not to be a burden to anybody. But he goes on to say, but I had a right to be a burden. In other words, you know, I was in service of you all. I had a right to expect that you would provide for my needs. They said, I did not do that. And we know from the scriptures that Paul was a tent maker. And so apparently, whatever free time he had, he was making tents so that he could sell and get the money he needed to buy the food, the things that he needed. In that, Paul says he wants to be a model for us. You know, there is that tendency among all of us to kind of want to insist on our rights. You know, I have a right to this. I have a right to that. I've done my duty. And Paul has such a different approach. It's not to insist on his rights, but instead to ask the question, what more can I do? And isn't that what he wants to model for us? What more can I do? What more can I do to be of service to others? What more can I do to give of myself to others? Isn't that what Jesus did? Did he not pour himself out in loving service to us, finally ending on the cross so that we might come to the fullness of life? In truth, that is what our lives are to be about as Christians. Not asking what our rights are, not seeking from others, but seeking how we can serve. Seeking how we can give. seeking what we can do to bring others to faith in Christ Jesus, seeking to find ways to fulfill the basic needs of people around us. That is what Jesus did. That is what Paul did. That is what many of our great saints have done. Think about Francis of Assisi, how he poured himself out. Think about Mother Teresa and how she gave herself in service. Another less known saint, but one whose story for me has been deeply moving, is Maximilian Kolbe. He was a Polish priest during World War II, had gathered a huge following into his monastery, but then was arrested by the Germans, sent to a concentration camp, and those who knew him in that camp said he was constantly giving of himself. Even though the food he had was nearly starvation, he would share what he had with fellow prisoners. And then, at the end, when one of the men in his barracks had been condemned to death, Maximilian steps forward and offers to take his place. And he dies. Dies not a sudden death, but by slow starvation. And then finally, when he wouldn't die, by a lethal injection. But he poured himself out in service. Maybe we won't be asked to pour ourselves out to that extent, but we're all asked to give of ourselves. If we are disciples, we sit at the feet of our master, our teacher, and we learn from him. Jesus poured himself out. You and I are to pour ourselves out in service of others, in love for others. These last weeks, I've spoken about hospitality, about prayer, about service, and a little less about formation. But the reality is that we are called to life-giving service. Service of one another, service of our God. And in doing this, we will find in ourselves the fullness of life.